President Zelensky's pleas. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In his nightly address Sunday, Ukraine's President Zelensky calling on the world to respond to the torture that Russian troops are committing in southern Ukraine. He also pleaded for increased sanctions against Russia. Earlier Sunday, President Zelensky, through a translator, telling CNN State of the Union that Russian troops could be launching a major offensive in the Donbas region.
Our grouping that is located in Donbass is one of the best military we have. It is a large grouping, and Russia wants to encircle them and destroy them. It is nearly 40,000 people. It is 44,000 professional military men who survived a great war from the beginning of 2014.
And in the besieged port city of Mariupol, Ukrainian forces defying surrender or die demand. A judge set a $25,000 bond Sunday for a suspect in Saturday's South Carolina mall shooting.
Jawayne Price, charged with unlawfully carrying a gun, had his bond set at $25,000 with several stipulations. The judge said he must wear a GPS monitor on his ankle and can neither go to the Columbia Center Mall nor contact anyone involved in the incident.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York. 14 people were injured in the shooting. There were two more mass shootings this Easter weekend. Another shooting in South Carolina, this one at a nightclub in Hampton County, injuring 9 people early Sunday. And at a house party in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a shooting there killing 2 minors and wounding at least 8 others. Elon Musk's SpaceX launching a successful U.S. spy satellite Sunday morning. Several unvaccinated Boston Red Sox players will not be allowed to play in an upcoming series at Toronto due to Canada's COVID restrictions. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Pope Francis presiding over Easter Mass Sunday at the Vatican. In a pre-pandemic setting,
the faithful have been arriving for days to celebrate Holy Week. The pontiff presiding over the Eucharist celebration. His Holiness celebrated his first Easter back as Pope in 2013, shortly after succeeding Benedict. Pope Francis called for an Easter truce in order to reach a negotiated peace. The call for peace apparently falling on deaf ears, though, as Russia did resume rocket and missile attacks on Kyiv and western Ukraine.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The Hand of God shirt worn by late soccer star Diego Maradona is going up for auction.
Diego Maradona's goal for Argentina against England at the 1986 World Cup is considered one of the best moments in soccer history for some and the worst for others, with Maradona going unpenalized when his header goal had bounced off his fist out of the sight of officials. Now the shirt worn by the Argentinian soccer icon for the infamous Hand of God goal is up for sale. Sotheby's handling the bidding for this piece from Argentina's quarterfinal win over England. An online auction will officially open later this week for Maradona's Hand of God shirt, which experts estimate could rake in as much as £4 million. That's roughly $5.2 million. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A birthday party for an employee costing a Kentucky company a lot of money.
A jury awarding Kevin Burling $450,000 after he sued his employer for giving him a birthday party he did not want. Burling telling his manager at Gravity Diagnostics back in 2019 that a birthday celebration would cause him immense stress. The Louisville Courier-Journal reporting that the company ignored his request, throwing a birthday party for him last August 7th. Burling suffered a panic attack and was fired the next day after a second panic attack. The jury returning the verdict in late March, the company continues to deny liability and is pursuing its post-trial options. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.